Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tufail ibn Amr al-Dawsi, Sayyidina. Sahaba are all our Sada. One of the nice traditions of Egypt, it actually is very similar to the subcontinent. The subcontinent, you can't mention any Sahabi except that you say Hazrat, right? You say Hazrat, Hazrat so-and-so, Hadrat, in case you need translation. Hadratek, you know, like Hadrat so-and-so, Hazrat so-and-so, Hazrat, Hazrat. In Egypt, you can't say a name of a companion unless you say Sayyidina. It's like there's a, you can't just mention them, you know, they're not like my siblings or something. You just talk about them as if we're on a first name basis. We're not on a first name basis. You're the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Sayyidina Tufayl ibn Amr al-Dawsi. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a dua for him. Allahumma ja'allahu ayatan tu'inuhu ala ma yanwi min al-khayr. Oh Allah, make for him a sign that will help him with that good that he intends. With the good that he intends, okay? So Tufayl ibn Amr al-Dawsi is one of the leaders of his people, and he's from a tribe called Daws. The tribe is called Daws, okay? He's from its honorable people, he's from its noble people, he's from the people of good character, of good conduct. They say that the pot was never left without burning, and nobody was left without food. Like anyone who come to his door, they were answered. He was always, you know, this is what the Shurafat were known for. They were always known, like, it was understood. Like there's people and every people, they're the ones who take care of everyone. They have the resources to do so. يُطْعِمُ الْجَائِعُ وَيُؤَمِّنُ الْخَائِفُ وَيُجِيرُ الْمُسْتَجِيرُ. He would feed the one who is hungry, he would give safety to the one who is in fear, and he would give aid to the one who needed aid. And on top of that, he was known for his caliber in Arabic poetry and literature and stuff like this. Okay. So one time Tufayl, he goes out to travel to Mecca to do business, right? He travels to Mecca to do business. And of course, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wants to give support to his da'wah. He sees noble people and honorable people, and he's trying to bring them into his da'wah. And then of course Quraysh, who's against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they're doing the same thing, right? So it's always like talent. Everyone, talent's always sought after, right? So the bad side wants the talent, the good side wants the talent. They see a Tufayl is a serious character, right? If we get him on our side, it's a big win. Of course, Quraysh uses lies and deceit and all of this kind of stuff. The Prophet ﷺ has only the truth, which is more powerful than anything else. So both of them are doing their thing. Tufayl starts to come to Mecca. He tells the story, I came to Mecca, and as I come into Mecca, Quraysh meets me. And they start to like welcome me, they start to honor me, they give me nice food, they sit down with me, they treat me well, they do all of these kind of things, they start talking to me. Tufayl, listen, there's this guy, his name is Muhammad, he's taking people away from their families, he's cutting people off, he has this way with words, he'll make you believe things that aren't actually true, he'll create problems, he does all of this kind of stuff, and they start, keep talking to him, fear-mongering, right? Talking to him, to the point like, I don't want to hear anything about this from this Muhammad person, to the point that he literally put cotton in his ears. He's the leader of his people, but he's like, I'm going to put cotton in my ears, I don't want to hear anything. Then he goes and he's walking around Mecca doing his business, doing whatever he needs to do, and he sees the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he sees him near the Kaaba and he sees him praying and like reciting things. And he's taken by the scene. And as he sees it, he says like, I keep finding myself closer and closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he's like, and then I started to hear like a little bit of what he's saying started to get to my ears. Even though they were plugged, a little bit it got to my ears, and I thought to myself, this is actually really nice. He's like, and then I said to myself, this is the kind of honor that a person has to have, right? He says, then I said to myself, ثَكَلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَا تُفَيْلِ إِنَّكَ لَرَجُلٌ نَبِيبٌ شَاعِرٌ وَمَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْكَ أَنْ حَسَنٌ مِنَ الْقَبِيحِ فَمَا يَمْنَعُكَ أَنْ تَسْمَعَ مِنَ الرَّجُلِ مَا يَقُولُ. He said, Tufayl, what's wrong with you? You're a leader of your people, you're a knowledgeable person, you know poetry. You're not someone who's going to be like, you know good and you know bad. What are you worried about hearing it, right? If you hear it and it's good, you can accept it. And if you hear it and it's bad, then you reject it. What's the problem? Like, I'm not an A, yani. I have something to myself, I'm not like that. So he says, then I took it out and I went and I listened to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I liked what I heard. So I followed him to his house. When he went to his house, I went to his house and I told him, "Ya Muhammad, your people are saying about you such and such and such and such and such and such. But what I heard from you is actually good." And then he said, "So tell me, what is this thing that you brought? What is this thing that you're calling people to?" So the Prophet ﷺ began to explain to him Islam. And he explained to him, listen, to this is very important. He explained to him Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Ikhlas. It's very simple, right? He explained to him Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Ikhlas. And when he heard that, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا سَمِعْتُ قَوْلًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْ قَوْلِهِ وَلَا رَأَيْتُ أَمْرًا أَعْدَلَ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ. He says, "I never heard any speech that was better than his speech, and I never saw anything that was more balanced than his way." Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عند ذلك بسطت يدي له وشهدت أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, "So when I heard it," it's actually a very beautiful thing. It seems that the Arabs had some sort of understanding around this. He said, "So when I heard it and I thought that it was beautiful, I extended my hand and I took his hand and I bore witness that لا إله إلا الله محمدا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Like I'm making this commitment right here, right now. And I'm going to take his hand, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make this commitment." And he did that, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he accepted Islam. Then Tufail says, "And so after that, I stayed in Mecca for a little while, and I learned a little bit more Quran and a little bit more about Islam. And then after that, I decided I'm going to go back to my people. So when that happened, I said, 'Ya Rasulullah, إني امرأ مطاع في عشيرتي وأنا راجع إليهم وداعيهم إلى الإسلام فدعوا الله أن يجعل لي آية تكون لي عونا فيما أدعوهم إليه فقال اللهم اجعل له آية." So he went to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, I'm someone who in my people they listen to me and they respect me, and I'm going to go back to them and I'm going to call them to Islam. So make dua to Allah that He gives me a sign that will help me in what I'm calling them to." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allahumma ja'alnahu ayah." May Allahumma ja'alna ayat li aqwamina ya Rabb. So he said, "Ya Allah," he said, "Oh Allah, make an ayah for him, make a sign for him." He said, "So I went to my people." He's very tough. You're going to see it right now. He said, "I went to my people. And I'm a little bit worried about it. But and as I get close to my people and I'm beginning to enter into the place where they live, a light appeared and just like went out from my face. Very like blinding light." But look at this, subhanAllah, he said, "But I was worried my people might look at that and think that it was a punishment rather than a blessing. So I made dua to Allah, 'Oh Allah, make the sign a little bit different so that they take it as a blessing.'" And Allah answered his dua. And he made the light go up from his head. SubhanAllah. And then he went into his people, and the first person who met him was his father. Don't judge other people's actions by your cultural context, okay? Clearly he knew what he was doing at some level. His father came to him, he greeted him, he said, "My father, get away from me. You're on something, I'm on something, I'm on something different than you, I accepted Islam. Islam is my way." His father said, Ya Bunay, your way is my way. Just tell me what it is." Look, like he knows, you know. So your way is my way, just tell me what it is. He said, "This is Islam. Go and make ghusl, come back and I'll tell you everything you need to know." And he went and he made ghusl and he took his shahada. Then the next person that comes to him is his wife. She comes to him, he tells her, "Get away from me. I'm on Islam, I'm on one way, you're on a different way, get away from me." She says, like, "Habibi, you know, my way is your way. Whatever you're on, just tell me what it is." He said, "Go make ghusl from a particular water that was near like this idol that they had, you know?" And he was trying to show them that this idol doesn't mean anything. She's like, "What do you want me to go do that?" And he's like, "Don't worry about any of that. Just go do what I told you to do and come back." She came back, she took shahada, she became Muslim too. Then he goes to tell his people, nobody else followed him. Nobody else followed him except one person. One person. Who's Dosi. Who else is Dosi? And the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. Very well-known companion. He's Dosi. Anyone else? Anyone know who he is? Abu Huraira. His mother, I mean his father, his wife, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. إِلَّا أَبَا هُرَيْرَ فَقَدْ كَانَ أَسْرَعَ النَّاسِ إِسْلَامًا. He entered Islam immediately radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he stays there for a while. Nobody's accepting Islam. So he goes finally back to the Prophet ﷺ. Prophet asks him, how are things going? He says, قُلُوبٌ عَلَيْهَا أَكِنَّةٌ وَكُفْرٌ شَدِيدٌ. He said, these are people, their hearts are sealed and they're disbelievers. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he said, لَقَدْ غَلَبَ عَلَى دَوْسِ الْفُسُوقُ وَالْعِصْيَانِ. He said, those are corrupt people. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up and he went to make wudu, and then he started to pray and he lifted his hands to the sky. And Abu Hurairah says, فَلَمَّا رَأَيْتُهُ كَذَلِكْ خِفْتُ أَنْ يَدْعُ عَلَى قَوْمِي فَيَهْلِكُوا. Abu Hurairah was deep in his love for his people. He said, when I saw him do that, I got worried that he's going to make dua against those and my people will be destroyed. فَقُلْتُ وَقَوْمَا. He said, oh my people. And the Prophet ﷺ said, اللَّهُمَّ اهْدِي دَوْسًا اللَّهُمَّ اهْدِي دَوْسًا اللَّهُمَّ اهْدِي دَوْسًا. The Prophet ﷺ made dua, oh Allah, guide those. Oh Allah, guide those. Oh Allah, guide those. Then he said to Tufail, he turned to Tufail and he said, اِرْجِعْ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِكَ وَارْفِقْ بِهِمْ وَدْعُهُمْ إِلَىٰ الْإِسْلَامِ. Gave him very particular advice. He said, Tufail, go back to your people, be soft with them, and call them to Islam. He changed, he gave him now a very particular command. He said, go back to your people, be soft with them, and call them to Islam. So of course Tufail goes back to his people, calls them to Islam. The Prophet ﷺ in the meantime makes hijrah to Medina. Badr passes, Uhud passes, Khandaq passes. And then Tufail says, and then I came to Medina and with me were 80 families from those. Came to Medina and with me were 80 families from those. They all became Muslim. وَحَسُنَ إِسْلَامُهُمْ. And their Islam was good. It was like good, strong Islam. فَسُرَّ بِنَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. This is the most amazing thing. Imagine, you think it's distant. Imagine you live in a place, most people are not Muslim. Alhamdulillah, we have a big Muslim community in Southern California. But in reality, this is very small, right? Like there's 100 people here, 150, maybe 20 people here. This is not a very big number at all from the Muslim community or from the greater community. It's a super small number. But imagine we come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family upon family upon family. We come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a community. Like the community of people that come and you stand in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and there's families upon families with you. And you say, Ya Rasulullah, this is what we did. You know, this is our effort that we made. This is what we could do. فَسُرَّ بِنَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This is the most beautiful thing. So the Prophet ﷺ was happy with them. He was happy about these families that came. And then he gave them some like of the spoils of war, you know, some of the money that they deserved. And then, but Tufail wasn't done, you know. He said, Ya Rasulullah, make us your right hand in every battle that you fight. So we came here with 80 families. We're not here to go on vacation. We're here to go. You know, we're here to do this. He said, any battle that you fight, Ya Rasulullah, make us your right flank. We'll handle your right side. Don't worry about it. He's saying basically like, put us with you. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always kept them with him. Every time they went anywhere, they were with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until they finally opened Mecca, right? And then Tufayl told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let me go destroy this idol. It was an idol that was with his people. So the Prophet said, sure, go ahead. Now we've conquered Mecca, we're okay, we don't need your reinforcements now. Go back to your people, do what you need to do. So he went back to his people, the ones who were left that weren't Muslim, he went back to them, and he took the idol, and he destroyed it in front of everyone. And when he did that, all of them accepted Islam. Because they realized, that now, okay, we see this is absolutely true. All of them accepted Islam, and they all came into Islam on the hands of Tufayl radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then he stayed, of course, with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. And then he stayed until, you know, Abu Bakr's khilafah came, and him and his sword were with Abu Bakr, and him and his children were with Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then eventually Abu Bakr passes, you know, and time passes, and before Abu Bakr passes, there's this battle. And there's before the battle, Tufail had a dream. This is the end of his story. End of his story. Tufail had a dream. Before the battle, he had this dream. He told them, I had this dream. Let me tell you guys what it was. He said, I had a dream that my head was shaved and that a bird exited from my mouth and that I entered into the stomach of a woman and that my son was looking for me but he wasn't able to get to me. So what do you think about it? They said, Khayran, maybe it's a good thing. And he said, as for me, I know what it means and I'll tell you what I think it means. So they said, okay. He said, it means that my head being shaved means that my head will be cut off in battle. And the bird leaving my mouth means that my soul will leave my body. And the woman whose stomach I entered represents the earth. And that my son wasn't able to come to me means that he won't be a shaheed alongside with me in this battle. But he'll be waiting for it after me. This is an impressive interpretation, huh? So they said, okay. So they go to the battle. They go to the battle. Tufail is killed in the battle. But his son, Amr, he's not killed in the battle. But he's injured. His right hand is severed. It's cut off in the battle, but he survives the battle. After the battle in the Khilafah of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, look at Umar also, this emotional intelligence, Umar. They're sitting with Umar, and Amr ibn Tufail is with him. And some food is brought. And Umar puts the food in front of everyone. He tells them, go ahead, take from the food. And he notices that Amr ibn Tufail doesn't reach towards the food. So Umar says to him, مَالَكَ لَعَلَّكَ تَأَخَرْتَ عَنِ التَّعَامِ خَجْلًا مِنْ يَدِكَ. He said, it was his right hand that was cut in the battle. So Umar tells him, what's wrong with you? Maybe you're shy because of the situation with your right hand. So Amr ibn Tufail, he said, yes, that's true, Amir al-Mu'mineen. So Umar said, Wallahi, I will not taste a single bite from this food until your severed limb enters into this plate of food. And then he said, because there's nobody in this, there's nobody among us right now except for you, who a part of him is with us and a part of him is in Jannah. I mean, people are something else. So there's nobody among us. Wallahi ma fi qawmi ahadun ba'duhu fi jannah illa ant. There's nobody among us that part of him is in paradise except for you. So they shared the food together. And then after that, his son still wanted to, he was still hoping for Shahada. His father died in Yamama, the Battle of Yamama, the one where all the Huffad were killed. And the son died in the Battle of Yarmouk. And then caught up to his father. Rahimullah Tufail ibn Amr al-Dawsi, fahuwa shaheed wa abu shaheed. Allah have mercy on Tufail. He was the shaheed and the father of the shaheed, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him and pleased with all of us. And may Allah accept from us and accept from him. May Allah resurrect us.